From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Hundreds of prisoners walked free in Myanmar today, including some of the country's best-known dissidents. President Obama called the move a significant step. His administration has been trying to promote reforms in the reclusive Asian nation. And as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. responded to today's release by offering better ties and an upgrade in diplomatic relations.
This was the news Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had been waiting to hear ever since she visited Myanmar or Burma late last year.
This is a substantial and serious step forward in the government's stated commitment to political reform, and I applaud it, and the entire international community should as well.
Among those released were dissidents who, she says, have been languishing in prison for years. They include monks involved in the so-called Saffron Revolution of 2007, ethnic minority activists, and veterans of the 1988 student protest movement. Wei Nin Nguyen Thon tells the BBC she heard from her father, a former student activist who had been serving a 65-year prison term.
He sounds very happy, but at the same time he said, don't forget the political activists who are still remaining in jail.
Like her father, she's cautious about the changes taking place in the country, which could easily be reversed.
What we have to bear in our mind that I know too well my father and his friends, they won't stay quiet. They will still be outspoken about it. And the law that put them in prison in the first place is still remain in place under this military-backed government. So if they are outspoken and critical about the government, and they can go back to prison anytime.
Others were sounding more upbeat. Secretary Clinton, for instance, was welcoming news that in addition to releasing prisoners, Myanmar's government announced a ceasefire this week with ethnic Karen rebels. Clinton says she promised Myanmar's president, Thein Sein, that the U.S. would respond to any positive steps he takes, and she says she's keeping that pledge by upgrading the U.S. embassy, which has been at the chargé d'affaires level for more than two decades.
We will identify a candidate to serve as U.S. ambassador to represent the United States government and our broader efforts to strengthen and deepen our ties with both the people and the government.
While the Obama administration says it's matching action with action, T. Kumar of Amnesty International USA says Washington is moving too fast.
These are kind of piecemeal gifts that the Burmese administration is giving out to satisfy primarily, I will say, the United States. And unfortunately, Obama administration is getting satisfied very quickly when it comes to Burma.
The U.S. still has sanctions on Myanmar, and those won't be eased unless Congress is convinced things are moving in the right direction. Secretary Clinton spoke today with two senators getting ready to travel to Myanmar, Republicans Mitch McConnell and John McCain. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.